The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
And now, broadcasting from the 960 The Patriot Studios in beautiful Arizona, your car insiders. They work for you, not the dealer. Now you have personal friends for the car buying experience.
Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz?
On the road again.
Here are your hosts, Dana Southern and Gary Green.
Good morning and welcome to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. My name is Dana Southern. I'm here with my friend, Gary Green. He has been my friend for about 30 years now, a little over 30 years. And you know, Gary, did you realize that? You moved out here
in 1988, October 10th.
We've been friends for over 30 years now.
Yeah.
And we still learn every day in this auto industry. Although so many things stay the same, there's always things that are changing. And with that, fortunately, even though we've been doing and learning for many, many years, we still get to learn every day and hopefully help people learn from the different things that they might benefit from if they were just to listen to our show.
So, you know, there's been changes in the car business, in how it's conducted. And it's changed in a format, but it's still the same format, if that makes sense. It's still the price of the car. It's still how much your trade's worth. It's still how much are you putting down, and it's still what's your monthly payment.
Or, of course, if it's a cash transaction, it's a cash transaction.
All that's changed is the format as to how the dealerships present the numbers. And I remember when I worked for AutoNation in 2003, they were going to this sales menu thing. And finally, I looked at the guy that was the trainer, and I said, you know, you could hand me a Sharpie, a crayon, and a roll of toilet paper, and I could still close car deals. All you're doing, you're not changing anything other than how the numbers are presented. The salesperson still has to present the numbers. They still have to do this.
Well, the reason I think did that, and I think you know the reason, of course, but back in, you know, the 80s, and when I started in the auto industry here in the Phoenix metro area, it was pretty ubiquitous up until the early 2000s at least, where dealerships would have, like, you know, Sharpies in different colors, and they'd write,
"Okay, deal, you win."
"Okay, deal, you win." That kind of stuff, and essentially, a couple things happened. One, it didn't look very professional when they did that, but when they went to the menu presentation, I think it gave people the sense that the information that they were getting was more legitimate. The only thing I can tell you is, you can put
poppycock.
Well, yes, that would be also true. That if the person putting the information in the system puts information in the system that they choose to put in there and don't share with you, then what gets spit out on that piece of paper may not reflect what you're actually talking about at all. These are the kinds of things that, of course, Gary and I cannot be tricked on. We cannot be tricked on a car deal. We don't allow them to sell products that are inferior products for inflated prices. We don't allow them to take advantage of anybody. And so, Gary, tell them some of the ways that...
So that was not the avenue I was going down. I was going down changes in the automotive industry. Biggest change that I've seen lately is this new e-sign thumb drive presentation in the business office. And they could say it's to save on paper, it's to save on this, and to save on that. Now, one of the things when Dana and I were in the car business was move to the deal. Get the deal done before the customer changes their mind. So this new e-sign with these thumb drives has to be the frickin' most annoying thing in my life right now in a car dealership. I frickin' hate it. Because, A, I was in a deal. I get so frustrated.
When they're
signing and it says error in the stupid frickin' iPad. And this is what I want people to understand. When you leave the car dealership and it is in a thumb drive, I'm going to make a couple of suggestions. A, besides the thumb drive, ask the finance manager be kind enough to print all your paperwork. Because in the event, at some time, you want to cancel a warranty, you want to do this, you want to do that, and you can't find your thumb drive, good luck getting that in a timely fashion from the dealership that you bought the car from. The other thing is, most people aren't going to go home and log into their computer, plug in the thumb drive. Now, if you know what you're doing, go home, plug in the thumb drive, and print everything off.
Well, think about it. Now, what I believe happens, and at least in every circumstance I've been involved with so far, they will give you the choice to have it printed. So it's, I think, critical what Gary said about getting it printed as well, because if someone does choose to buy an extended service contract, if they do choose to buy gap insurance, if they choose just to look at their paperwork to make sure it's what they thought they had agreed to, it's nice to have it where you can see it. I think for a lot of people now, when they're leaving a dealership, a lot of people, of course, don't even have computers, don't know how to use a thumb drive.
A woman that I helped the other day, 80 years old, she says, well, I have a computer, but I really don't know how to use it, and my printer's broken. So she couldn't print it anyway. So I had them, and you don't have to have them print everything. Have them print the buyer's order, any contracts that you signed, and you don't need the odometer disclosures. You don't need those things. But
one thing you do need or should get, and it's something that you should fill out yourself each and every time, and it's the credit application. There have been dealers across the country over the years. It happens in the Valley on a daily basis, I promise you, where dealerships take it upon themselves
to give you a raise. Aren't they generous?
Well, it would be wonderful if it actually reflected in your paycheck, but there are many cases where they will inflate the information to make it look better for the bank in order to get you approved. You are responsible for all
you signed that you're responsible.
Affidavit that everything on that document is true to the best of your knowledge and you're signing it. There should never be a time when they are filling it out for you. You're responsible for the information.
Now, last week it was kind of funny. I helped two radio show listeners get cars. And they both live in the Valley, the listeners. And one listener had a friend in another state. One listener had a daughter in another state. And it turned out that the car was at a dealership where one of my friends in Phoenix knew the general manager of the dealership in Boise, Idaho. So we negotiated the entire transaction. As soon as the deal was over, the dad flew back. He was just flying in to sit there and hold his daughter's hand. Everything was fine. Everything was negotiated. Everything was in the daughter's name. Dad didn't have to sign. He just wanted to go for reassurance. When I got to the house, this is what made me think about it. He says, you know, I think when I went to download that thumb drive, there was nothing on it. So here you are, you bought a car, you have a thumb drive that's blank. If you get a thumb drive from a dealership, please go home, log into your computer, put this thing in, print off your paperwork, or ask them to print it for you. I'm done. It's just a thing that you need to be aware of. Now, Dana mentioned something about a credit application. Now, the other listener is a gentleman that listens, and he calls me about his buddy that lives in Sacramento. Now, I have a dear friend of mine that runs a Kia dealership in Avondale, and the gentleman wanted to buy a Kia Soul. So we talked about this, we talked about that, and he wanted a certain color. Well, I explained to him, if you go to the website, you can't build the car in that color. It's not available in the trim level that you're thinking. You have to go to a Soul Plus, and it's actually called a signature package to get what's called Caribbean Blue. He is a driving service. He wanted a bright color, very logical thinking, easier for people to pick out a Caribbean blue than a silver, a gray, a black, or a white car. The color sticks out. It's a beautiful, bright blue color. So while I went over to see Chad, the gentleman said, Gary, if it makes all the sense in the world, I have no problem coming down from the weekend. I'll write you a check. We'll take care of everything. Well, he calls me. I go down to Avondale, and Chad doesn't have the car. So Chad runs a locate. When he runs the locate, there's a total of zero cars in Arizona. He then expands it to the western states, which is Utah, California, even Hawaii. A total of 12 vehicles total of this color. Now, the crazy part was one of them was 50 miles away from his house. So I spoke to him about what we're going to do, and I called the sales manager in the dealership, and I said to him, listen, I just want to try to make a really quick, easy, simple car deal. What can the client buy the car for? Well, what can I sell it for? I said, you can tell me this, and you don't need the practice, neither do I. How about if you just tell me what you want for the car, and I will see what the client wants to do. And he gives me a price. And the price was actually fair, but he even pointed out to me that they have a $2,000 addendum, dealer markup, on every one of these Kia Souls. Now, when I ran his inventory, he had 9 cars. When I ran Chad's inventory, he had 63 cars. Kind of tells me Chad's in a high volume area. This guy's in a gross profit area. So he gave me the price, and I said, you know, let me call the guy. And I called the guy, and I said, listen, you don't have to pay me. You don't have to fly here. You don't have to drive the car home. And you don't have to pay the $499 dock fee, because in California, the dock fee was $85.
They regulate it there.
So now, the car, I can get the car cheaper here, without a doubt. Without a doubt, though, what the guy said. But now when you put all the variables of the paying me $400 is not a variable, it's a constant, because he's paying me $400 no matter what. But he's picking up $400 in the dock fee, and he's not having to travel, he's not having to buy a plane ticket, and he's getting the color that he wants. So I negotiated the entire car deal for him. He understood everything, pretty sharp guy, but never really bought a new car. We talked about gap insurance. Just in what I got the gap insurance for him was more, was our fee.
What he saved him on that one product alone versus what the dealer charges the average consumer that walks into a dealership. Please, if you have a pen handy, write this number down. Gary Green, 602-525-1370. Again, that's Gary Green, 602-525-1370. Or you can reach me, Dana, at 602-679-8324. And I'll even repeat it again, 602-679-8324.
Very special thanks to Lundy's Peoria Volkswagen, located at 8801 West Bell Road in Peoria, Arizona.
The most prestigious and coveted honor that American Honda Motor Company awards dealerships is the President's Award. The award recognizes the dealership teams who demonstrate superior achievement in customer satisfaction, new car unit sales value, and business management. Earnhardt Honda is proud to have received this prestigious award many times, and they want to show you why they're the top-selling Honda dealer in the Central and West Phoenix Valley regions. Earnhardt Honda's mission is to provide their customers with world-class service in every phase of the sales and service experience. 100% customer satisfaction is General Manager Joey Staples' goal. The staff at Earnhardt Honda participate in continuous training programs to improve industry and product knowledge and new ways to continue to provide top-notch customer service. Joey realizes that customers have a choice. And when customers like you choose Earnhardt Honda, you have put your implicit trust in them. Joey appreciates and is honored to have your trust. You can reach him at his desk by calling 623-463-4308 or visit him at Earnhardt Honda, located in Avondale, or online at EarnhardtHonda.com.
Monte Vista Cleaners has the latest state-of-the-art equipment and uses only the best cleaning supplies available. Family-owned and operated since 2001. They offer fast, same-day service until 9 a.m. every day on dry-cleaned items and next-day service on all other items. They are open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. So stop by any of our three locations, 210 North 59th Avenue, Suite 111 in Glendale, or 8345 West Thunderbird, Suite 104 in Peoria, or 777 East Thunderbird Road, number 105 in Moon Valley.
Vision loss is not something that you feel until it happens.
Most people lose their vision from diseases like macular degeneration and glaucoma, not at birth.
With macular degeneration, you lose your central vision.
You have a blind spot right in the center of your face, so I can't actually see your face.
So even that little circle in which I could see became a big blur.
I was 65 when I first was diagnosed with glaucoma.
There were no symptoms. I had no headaches.
3 million Americans have glaucoma, and half don't even know it.
11 million people in the United States have macular degeneration.
You lose mobility, independence, changes your entire life.
So many eye disorders can be treated if caught early.
My husband tells me that I have beautiful brown eyes, and I don't want to lose that.
Make a plan today to get your eyes checked.
Visit brightfocus.org to learn more.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. Once again, you can reach me at 602-525-1370. You can reach Dana at 602-679-8324. Very special thanks to the Earnhardt family of dealerships. When I say they support, they don't support us. They understand us. People say to me sometimes, and they say, Dana, well, don't the dealerships hate you coming in there because you take money out of their pocket? I said, no, we're putting a car deal in their pocket that they wouldn't normally have. Now, some of the stores that we go to, I love the finance manager. I love him because his name is House.
I'll explain that for you. Essentially, when a normal client goes into the finance office, they go in based on when they agree to terms, and then when they go back to the finance department, the person that gets the deal gets it in rotation, and essentially when it's their turn, that's their client. And they're then responsible for the outcome of that transaction. And, you know, we haven't talked about this in a while, but we'll talk about it a little bit today. But essentially, with them being responsible for... I just did a brain fart, Gary. I'm sorry.
Here, when you go into the finance office, a finance manager gets paid a couple of different ways. He gets paid on penetration, and he gets paid on profit.
Can you explain what penetration means?
So in order to get all of your warranty dollars, you have to be at a certain percentage of your deals have to have a service contract in it. I don't like when a finance manager has to take my deal or Dana's deal in his numbers.
Well, that's what the house part means.
And that's what the house part means. The house part means that he gets to take the deal and he gets to choose. If the customer doesn't buy any product and writes a check and he doesn't want the deal in his name, he puts it in house.
Or she does. And right. It means they're not penalized for our clients.
Now, I had an instance a couple of years ago that a friend of mine bought two cars from the same so-called friend from the cigar shop, and each deal got worse. So he ended up owing, he had 51 months left on a Buick that was already 6 years old, and he canceled the warranty. So now he has a Buick that he has 51 months left, and I explained to him what we're going to do. You're going to go into the Hyundai dealership. You're going to put $500 down. You're going to lease a Hyundai Sonata, and your payment is going to go up by $3 a month for 48 months, 3 months left, and you're going to do a 60,000-mile lease for 4 years. You're covered for the entire term as long as you don't go over 60,000 miles with your warranty. Now, every time my buddy Dennis calls me about a letter he got from the dealership, this he got from the dealership, a phone call he got from the dealership, I'm like, Dennis, don't call me about this. It's all a hook. They don't know when they're calling you that you're going to call me right away. So when I call the GM, we jokingly say sometimes, he goes, yeah, Gary, that letter, it's unbelievable how much of a instinct we get. But a response to it. But what was crazy was we went into the finance office and the finance manager thought I was his friend and I was there to help him screw over the customer. And I don't particularly care for this finance guy because he's a lying, cheating sleazeball.
They are not all those, but this one is one.
And I had said to my friend, I can't believe you have a guy like this working for you. And he only lasted about 90 days because the true colors came out. But it was funny when we sat down, he wanted to pitch him instead of a 48-month lease. Well, let's do an 84-month purchase. And
let's go back for 1 second, because just in general, we would not recommend a 48-month or a 4-year lease. This was an unusual circumstance where the gentleman's equity position, his desire to keep his payment where he needed it to be able to get out of the mess he was in, it couldn't be done at 3 years. Virtually all leases, sweet spot, is 36 months. So in this particular case, it took, in order to help this man who was going to have no warranty for the next 4 years and have a car.
And the only reason it worked was because the Hyundai warranty is 4 years and 60,000 miles for the
bumper to bumper.
So we sat in there, and when he started to pitch this, the customer looked at him and leaned forward and said, I'm here to get out of a mess, and I've done nothing that Gary's told me to do. I'm doing everything he's telling me to do right now. By the way, do I look stupid to you? Why would I finance a car for 7 years, taking all this negative equity into it? Well, the finance guy gets all pissed off, and he walks out of the office and goes into the GM's office, and he uses a term that I really don't want to say on the radio, but it has to do with when somebody's friend gets in the way of his buddy picking up a girl in the bar.
I think we know what that is. Okay. It starts with a word and then balking.
Right. So he said that I was doing that. And finally, my buddy Adam looked at him and said, Jimmy, do me a favor. Don't worry about the effing deals Gary Green brings you. You worry about all the other deals that I give you. You go back in there. When Gary brings you a deal, when it's Gary bringing me a deal, you type it exactly the way I send it back to you. And don't vary from it. So we walk back into the office, and the first thing he does is he opens up the deal and he pulls out the check request for $400 for me. And he turns it around like he's Mr. Hero. He's going to bus roll me with the client and says, just want you to know before we go any further, Adam's paying Gary $400 for you coming here. And my buddy Dennis looked at Jim and said, you know, as a matter of fact, that was the first thing that we discussed today. Because it was either put no money down and pay Gary, and Adam said he would rather me put the $500 down and he pays me because it only affects the payment this much, but it looks better that you're participating in the lousy $500. So when a customer doesn't pay me, understand this. Somewhere between $0 and $400, I am getting a check from the dealership. Okay, Dana and I are not an NPO. We're not a nonprofit organization. We're not a charitable organization. If you don't have the money to pay us, we collect the money from the dealership. But I've told every single client in the last 8 years that I'm getting paid from the dealership for this transaction. That's why I'm not taking the money from you.
And for clarification, it's important that that last part be really clearly heard. In the cases where Gary has been paid by the dealership, it's been in lieu of the client paying them because the client's needs required that. Over the last 8 years, I've only had it happen a couple of times where the client didn't have it or we couldn't figure it out. But the bottom line is, when we help someone at the end of the transaction, not before, and after we've finished making sure that we've addressed every possible angle that they might bring toward you, and you're satisfied and happy and have bought the vehicle and have signed your contract or purchased the car and it's over, we collect a $400 flat fee. in the event that we do not assist you and we're not able to help you, we collect nothing. So without making it too complicated, we're willing to take our time, our skill sets, our passion for helping people, and do everything in our power to help you get the best possible deal on the car that's best for you.
So remember, you can always reach me, Gary Green, at 602-525-1370. You can always reach Dana at 602-679-8324. And once again, a very special thanks to the Earnhardt family of dealerships for their understanding and helping our clients.
Earnhardt Lexus customers drive the finest vehicles in the world and have equally high expectations from their dealership. We invite you to visit the all-new state-of-the-art facility and experience the pride that every Earnhardt Lexus associate takes to provide quality service to their clients. At Earnhardt Lexus, you'll find more than just a vehicle. You'll find people who know how to take care of a Lexus, and even more importantly, how to take care of you. Now located in the heart of Phoenix at 800 East Camelback Road, Phoenix, Arizona, 85014.
Larry H. Miller Nissan's general manager, Bill Brixey, is committed to helping you find the new or used vehicle you've been searching for. Whether it is new or used Nissans or new or used cars from the top manufacturers, Bill can help. But here is the game stopper. Bill's finance staff offers expert advice to those seeking a great deal on a car or lease. Larry H. Miller Nissan has a top-notch service and parts department always willing to help you with your Nissan. Larry H. Miller is located at 2025 West Riverview Auto Drive in Mesa.
Nobody likes to be in debt, and that's why it's usually not wise to borrow money. But if your air conditioner calls it quits in the middle of summer and you don't have cash on hand, what are you going to do? Mike Aaliyah here again from Benefit Air to give you the best solution to a difficult problem, because sometimes we have to make tough choices in life with money issues and we need all the help we can get. Because Benefit Air is a trained comfort specialist dealer, we have access to financing terms that other dealers can't even come close to. What if you could get a brand new train system complete with a full 10-year parts and labor warranty for a low monthly payment? And what if a large portion of that monthly payment would be offset by the savings in your energy bill? And what if the energy savings over the life of the system was actually equal to or more than the cost of the system? At Benefit, we want to help you out of a tight spot by offering payment options that are affordable while providing you with a wise investment that can save you money for years to come. Call Benefit today to find out more about the financing options for a new high-quality train system that you can afford. 602-840-9229 or visit us on the web at benefitair.com. Experience the benefit of using Benefit Air.
Hey, guys, let's play some video games.
This new dad plays video games with his sons, but the challenge feels like he's lifting a metric ton.
How many buttons?
His avatar just stares at the walls, twists and turns and somehow falls.
Help me.
He's tangled up in the controller's cords.
I just don't understand this crazy digital world.
Crazy, crazy digital world.
Heroes and worlds.
But the love from his kids is totally apparent. Ooh. See, you don't have to be perfect to be the perfect parent.
You should have just played catch. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of siblings in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. You know, when someone is in the process of looking to buy a car, and currently, as it relates to new vehicles, and arguably a high percentage of used as well, people have now for the last few years and seem to continue to be going towards trucks and SUVs and bigger vehicles. Because of this, I think it's part of it at least, you know, the new car transaction price on a new vehicle sold this past month hit its highest average transaction price ever, along with the highest average monthly payment on a new car loan at $545 per month. The average term is around 69 months. On a used vehicle, the average monthly payment was $387 per month. That's the average, which is also an all-time high, and the average price was over $20,000. Had not happened before. So when people are going out and they're looking to purchase a vehicle, a lot of times I don't know if they really think about how the math actually works. And so with that coming from Edmunds, and with the interest rates right now being on average 6.3%, and that's just according to Edmunds nationwide, when you're financing more money at a higher interest rate, obviously there's a lot more exposure for you as a buyer. Right now, I think they reported there's over 9 million car loans that are over 90 days delinquent as of this past week. And a lot of that has to do with people not calling Gary or not calling me and not going about their purchase in a way that is really in their best interest. I've had so many cases where ultimately what the person thought, without understanding how all these pieces work, what they thought would be best was absolutely the worst thing they could do.
How many times have you helped somebody do something and it's the wrong thing for them to be doing?
Never.
Now, I will tell you this, and it's a funny thing, but the people that have... There are people that listen to the radio show. There are people that are our repeat customers that will not do anything without us. And unfortunately, when I think back over the years of people that have picked our brains, given them all the information, set up appointments, and they've gone to the dealership without us to avoid the $400 fee, every single one of them was a radio show listener. So sometimes when it's a radio show listener, I'm a little more careful about what I share, because the few bad apples left a really bad taste in my mouth. And one of the instances was the guy actually took the numbers that I got him. I was actually willing to go pick him up and take him, and he went and got the car. And it was the best $400 that Dana and I didn't share, because A, he just had gotten convicted of a DUI, which meant in order to get the car had to have a
ignition interlock.
You can't get the interlock put on until the loan's funded. Okay. And at the end of the day, doing this guy's deal, the best thing he did for me was going shopping and doing this without our help.
And for those of you that are listening, if you really believe in your heart 100% that you can possibly have a better relationship, understand how far they'll go, understand that we've brought thousands of clients to these dealerships over the course of all these years without being paid by them, and ultimately, who we know is far more important than what we know. If you end up financing a vehicle and Gary or I are assisting you, you're going to leave with the best rate that you can qualify for. If you choose to buy the car, you're either going to leave with the lowest possible, fairest price you could ever hope to get, or you shouldn't buy it. We're not doing our job if that's not the case. But we do our job. And people, it's just crazy to me. They'll go into the finance office being told that there's a $10 range of what their payment is, and they're going in on a six-year loan, which is a $620 swing, and that's perfectly...
$720 swing.
I apologize. Yeah, $720 swing. Hello.
Yeah, he's a human calculator.
Yeah, well, usually, but not today. Anyway, so with that, $720, and they have no problem leaving with that, and we cost less than almost half that.
Remember, if you'd like our help, and we don't sell cars, we're helping you buy a car. You can always reach me at 602-525-1370. You can reach Dana at 602-679-8324. If it's a simple question and you have questions, trust me, if you call us, we'll answer the questions. But we are good enough to figure out what your intentions are. Did you want our help, or do you just want the info?
Welcome to Rodeo Ford, located in Goodyear, Arizona at 13680 West Test Drive. Rodeo Ford is proud to be one of the premier dealerships in the area.
From the moment you walk in their showroom, you'll know their commitment to customer service is second to none. They strive to make your experience with Rodeo Ford a good one for the life of your vehicle. Whether you need to purchase, finance, or service a new or pre-owned Ford, you've come to the right place.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. Once again, my name is Gary Green. I'm here with my friend and business partner, Dana Southern, and we are Your Car Insiders. We work for you, not the dealer. And I know this is also one of Dana's most frustrating things, and I know it's one of mine. When we're trying to help somebody buy a car, and they call and they say, but I saw it advertised for. Well, folks, if you see it advertised, and you think you can actually buy it, go do it. Now, one of the ones that's bugging me really bad right now is, and I'm not going to pick on a specific brand, but Dana, zero due at signing. And then it says, does not include tax, title, license, and any dealer added accessories.
Or doc fee.
Okay. Where does that stuff go if you don't write it in a check down?
It goes into your monthly payment.
So if it says $259 a month for 39 months with zero due at signing, first of all, it's $259 a month plus tax.
Correct.
Second of all, it's probably over a 740 credit score.
Very possibly. And even
because it
not,
says it's for ultra qualified. Well. Now, some of these leases, they're kind enough to give you 7,500 miles a year. Some of them, they splurge. They go 10,000 miles a year. Folks, if you don't read the small print, and the big thing grabs you. Now, the other part of that is when you're watching the commercial on TV and they're showing the car zipping around and it says at the end of the lease, the pricing is on this model. However, this model's shown. So the difference in that ad that I'm talking about was $13,000 from the entry level to the top of the line turbo.
And that's a pretty common way that their different manufacturers advertise their vehicles. They'll show you the top of the line trim level, and then at the end, they'll either throw out something like, you know, lease from or do this, or they'll throw out some kind of a hook. But more importantly, as Gary kind of alluded to, if you do see an ad in the paper, and if you take the time to read the fine print, which really most people don't do, I don't mean to be rude, and maybe most of our listeners do read the fine print, but I know statistically and historically from my 30-plus years of learning that most people do not read.
How many times did you sit in the dealership, and on Saturday morning, the customer came in and they had the Saturday paper with them?
Hundreds of times.
I want this car. And
it was okay with me.
Right. I want this car. I want this price. Now, I'll never forget. I was in a BMW dealership helping a client get a car. And unfortunately, I'm not a fan of these open format showrooms where the people sitting next to you can hear you negotiating your transaction. So as Dana and I always jokingly say, and from our first radio show, Jennifer used to love when we would say, be a fly on the wall so you could hear something. So all of a sudden, I hear this guy blurt out, you can do it, you just don't want to. So I listened a little bit more, and it was a BMW advertised with this much money down plus the fees for this monthly payment plus the tax. And it was 12,000 miles a year. And it was on the least expensive model without a lot of the packages.
Like typical ads.
Right. So he wanted a car that was about 10 grand more and wanted the lease payment for 15,000 miles a year.
One more miles too, not 12, 15.
And it includes sales tax.
Is that all?
And he looked at the salesman and said, you can do it, you just don't want to. Well, folks, they can't do the ad the way it's written if you don't read the small print and understand. I have a lovely gal I'm dealing with right now. She leased a Hyundai Tucson. She wants to go up to a Kia Telluride. She's over on her miles. She has 20 months left on her lease. She's over on her miles right now for the full term. So she has 20 months to go, and she's already at the top. And she's willing to put $2,000 down and have her payment go up at $100 a month. Well, she can't lease the car without her negative equity for that payment without the money down. And I told her today, I said, you're your own worst enemy. You are a realtor. Your car is your office. What you need to do this time is lease something for 20,000 miles a year, and you stay in it till the end. So we have to figure out, based on your payoff, what it would take to get out of the car. But she said to me, well, if a Kia Telluride doesn't work, what about a Yukon Denali?
Wow.
Okay.
Wrong direction.
So I kind of jokingly said to her this morning, can you tell me what you're smoking and can you give me some? Now, I don't smoke pot. I don't do drugs, but it was, oh, and if that doesn't work, what about just the plain Tahoe? Well, folks, just the plain Tahoe's $50,000. So it's not a rule of thumb. But if a vehicle has a 36-month lease and it has a residual somewhere around 50%, your 36-month lease payment is going to be pretty darn close to what your 72-month purchase payment would be. Half the value of the car in the residual, half the term.
Although you have a lot less risk in the lease if it's done properly, because you also are protected on resale value. You are having a lower payment up until that point.
You know, and it's funny you said that. I have a gentleman that Dana and I, he's a radio show listener. I've helped him every time get his car. And when Dana and I help somebody, it's a radio show listener, we split that money. And I like this guy. He's the most, thinks about it so much. And I already talked about this. He was leasing a $100,000 vehicle. And he was under the impression that if he bought the car and financed it for 60 months and only put a whole $5,000 down, he was going to have equity in 20 months on a Mercedes-Benz.
Not a chance in the world.
So we finally sat in the finance office, and he hadn't come in yet. And I told the finance manager, I'll bet you $100 he doesn't sign. And the finance manager looks at me and says, what do you mean he's not going to sign? I said, he's not going to sign, and if he insists on signing, I'm leaving. That's how bad of an idea what he was thinking. So I took him out to the sales manager, and I said to my buddy Jim, in all your years of leasing Mercedes-Benz as a sales manager, how many leases have you seen have equity at the end of the lease?
None.
Dana's got a zero. Jim surprised me. It was one. And it was an AMG G63 that the guy put no miles on the car. He had like 8,000 miles at the end of the 36 months. But it was a monster big boy payment. So when we got all done, the doctor leased the car. And when he got home, he called me to thank me for being so patient with him. I don't think he believed when I said to him, if you're going to sign this way, I'm going to leave.
He was going to leave. Know that in your heart.
Because it was just such a bad idea.
You wouldn't be helping him.
Right.
And that's the difference between us and arguably any other kind of service, or certainly the dealer. Our only horse in the race is our client, making sure that we do everything we can to protect and guide our client. We don't make any profit off the transaction. We're trying to keep it as low as humanly possible. So hopefully you understand that when we go to assist someone, our purpose is to help them get the very best possible outcome, and also save a lot of time, because typically when people go to buy a car, they can spend hours and hours, learn nothing. How long does it take you to learn, Gary, how much it's going to cost to buy a car from a dealer?
So here's an example. I helped an 80-year-old woman the other day. She wanted to buy another used Honda CR-V. So we went down to the dealership, and she could buy a 2016 with 48,000 miles on it, fully loaded with all the bells and the whistles. It was an EXL CR-V. And I explained to her that if you take that EXL CR-V and go to a brand new LX CR-V, you're going to get all the new technology, you're going to get the new redesigned car, and you're getting a car with 12 miles on it. It is more money, but at the end of the day, She didn't want to buy the 48,000-mile vehicle. And the issue became, if the options aren't important and you're looking at one that's fully loaded, that's 3 years old, how much can I buy the base model for? Now, she didn't care to go to an EX because she didn't care about the turbo. She was fine with the 2.4. She's been driving CRVs the last 20 years. And unfortunately, every couple of years or every 5 or 6 years, she has an accident and the car gets totaled. So her car got totaled. And I told her, if they give you anywhere over this much, take the money and run. Now, a lot of times when you have a vehicle involved in an accident, you get more money from the insurance company than you would normally get if you went to trade the car in.
I would say virtually 100% of the time that would be true.
So she called me up. The car was totaled. And I said, Judy, here, I'm not selling you a car and I'm not helping you buy a car. One step at a time. When your car's totaled and you know it's totaled, you tell me what the amount is that they're going to give you. And if it's anything over $7,000, keep your mouth shut, sign the paperwork, and let's go. If it's under that, we'll have a conversation. We'll see if I can't possibly get you a little more money. So she calls me up and she says to me, it's like 10 days. And she waited. She says, Gary, I have the money in the bank. They told me how much the check is for. I don't need to wait for the check, but I'm ready to get my new car. What'd they give you for your car? And she started to laugh. $7,700 and some odd. Now, she has a 2008 all-wheel drive Honda CR-V with 187,000 miles on it.
If she had gone to trade that vehicle in half or
less. $3,000 to $4,000. So we went into the dealership, and that's the young lady that bought the LX because she didn't care about the certain things. Now, at the end of the day, if she would have said, I want the used car would have made sense, but it wasn't what she wanted because she didn't care about the leather. She didn't care about this. She didn't care about that. She just listened to what I said. And then at the end, she says, well, you know, I'm not sure I want to buy a warranty. I said, Judy, here's the deal. You don't want to buy a warranty because you're afraid of what he's going to tell you it is. And he tells me what the warranty is. I go out and tell her, and she says, that's all it is. Well, why don't I just add that to the down payment? She didn't put the warranty in the loan. Now, I would rather, if a customer got a great price on a warranty, I would rather the person was mad at me for buying a warranty that they never used than not buying a warranty at a great price and at 38,000 miles have a $2,000 repair that's no longer covered because the car's out of factory warranty.
And my perspective is, you know, there's so much technology on cars today. There's so many different things that could potentially have issues that you have to really weigh whether or not you want to risk self-insuring versus buying the coverage. And what Gary mentioned, which was critical, is what was being paid for it and what the product was. Because when you're getting the best factory coverage at the lowest possible price, that's what you should be weighing against self-insuring. And unfortunately, most people that aren't our clients don't get to do that.
You know, and, you know, we just want to thank everybody that listens to the show. 95% of the people that listen to the radio show, they're a pleasure to speak to on the phone. The other 5%, we chalk it up to it's okay dealing with that. Now, some people ask us, how come we don't take calls on the radio show? Dana and I pay to do this radio show. And we did try to do, years ago, phone calls. And what I found out was that a lot of radio shows, the phone calls are scripted. They're on a piece of paper. When we did our radio show on 1100 years and years ago, the guy that did the show after us always gave Jennifer, the engineer, here's the list of the people that are calling. This is when they're going to call, and this is what they're talking about. These are the phone numbers that'll be calling. Take these calls. We had a gentleman that wanted to talk about buying a 275,000-mile Ford pickup truck. Dana and I aren't going to help you with that. Remember, you can reach me at 602-525-1370. You can reach Dana at 602-679-8324. We're Your Car Insiders. We work for you, not the dealer.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.